good singing all the way around. Do you want to sing something? Y'all want to sing something? You boys, that ain't. Y'all want to sing a quartet or something? Well, come on, sing it if you want to. Huh? I mean, you got three other guys you're going to have to convince there. Well, maybe two of them. Two of them and all that. Y'all can work that up later. We'll hear that. That might be nice to be able to look at that. Sing a song about a new man named Tanner. Sometime he waved a banner. Sometimes he ate bananas. Now, I can't remember the rest of it. Anyhow, all right. Y'all did a good job, by the way, all the way around. Let me see here. I'm on? Good. Good. I do it unconsciously, or my habit, I don't know how it is, but nonetheless, I'll be able to turn it off any minute. All right, take your Bible, if you will, to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 6 tonight in 1 Timothy. What good singing all the way around. And all that business there. Let me tell you right now, just heaven or hell is one heartbeat away. And that's the truth, isn't it? That's the truth. If my heart quits beating tonight, I'll wind up on the street of gold, shouting it out on the other side. If your heart stops beating, I hope the same be for you. I hope you've not been just lying and cheating and hypocriting your way through and die without God. When your heart stops, you'll drop off into hell. And this little Bible, as we look tonight, 1 Timothy chapter number 6. If you find the place you're able to stand, we'll look there in verse number 6. All right, look there in verse number 6. But godliness with contentment is a great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. Having food and remnant, let us be therewith content. It's awful quiet when we read that. You got plenty to wear tonight. You got plenty to eat tonight. You ought to have some contentment about you. But they that be will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish, hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after that they have erred from the faith, and they pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, and lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, bless your word to every heart. We thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God. Bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. If there's a man, a woman, a boy, a girl that's lost without God, may, Lord, you make it real to them that time is running out. And may you grant them repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus, and we'll thank you in advance for that. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I will preach a little while, an old sermon preached many moons ago. It's entitled, The Now and the Never, The Need and the Now and the Never of Godliness. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that the Bible teaches us is that without holiness, no man's going to be able to see the Lord. And let me tell you right now is that when we look into it, you'll find out is that preaching ought not to be a sideline thing to us. I know some fellows up and down the road of life is that it's only a sideline to kind of fill in the gap and get a little bit of extra money. And that's fine. If God wants to buy with that, that's fine by me. I don't really care one way or the other. I've been doing this thing 50 years, and let me tell you, my salary's been changed that many times in 50 years. And let me tell you, when I started out depending on God, eating out of the hand of God. That's the reason why it doesn't make any difference to me how much or how little that you have or put in. That's why I don't never know who does what, because, and by the way, is that there'll be those that'll tell you that it's their business. It's none of your business. It's none of your business what somebody else is doing. Now, it is my business, but I don't make it an issue of my business because he ought to be obedient unto the Lord. I've been eating out of the hand of God ever since the day that I said, I'll surrender, Lord, and here we are. And it's not always been an easy task. And there's not a lot of selection sometimes. But let me say to you that, if you will, that it's something to be able to just trust God to be able to supply your every need. And let me say to you, sometimes it's been good, sometimes been not so good. But God's always been faithful. He's ever reminded me how faithful that God has been. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find it's a pastoral letter that's written to this young man by the name of Timothy. And let me tell you right now, he said, godliness with contentment. You know, that's a rare quality. I can tell you every now and again, I don't know about you, but I get sick to my guts at church people. You know who I'm sick is at the most? The one whose name starts with a D. And that's the devil. Oh, I know. You probably thought I was talking about Dennis. That's me second. It's really me first, because I ought not to be listening to the devil. But let me say to you that, if you will, that sooner or later in life, and I know that you're all experienced in that field. Either that, you better be careful about your last words, because heaven and hell's going to be a snake. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that, if you will, that he told this young man by the name of Timothy here, this pastoral letter that he's written him, it's a good practice as well as good preaching, and that we ought to be exalting and magnifying the name of the Lord, and we ought to be contented in the holiness of God. This Bible said that godliness with contentment is of great gain. Now, did you notice down there in that passage there, we're always quoting it, that the love of money is the root of all evil. If you've got a perversion of the Bible, they come out and say, well, you know, now there's, it's the root of all some kinds of evil. No, it isn't. Everything that you name that's evil, I can promise you money's in the working somewhere. As a result of that, you're going to find out is that there have been a lot of people that have bought cars with money they robbed from God, bought houses they robbed from God, bought this and that, and first one thing and another they robbed from God. Let me tell you right now is that God knows if you've been robbing or not. I want to say to you that, if you will, godliness and peace and contentment, they all go together. In this Bible lesson, you're going to find out, if you want to be able to have the peace of God that'll pass all understanding, then you ought to be certainly submissive unto the mind of God and the will of God. Now, let me say to you, there's a decline of righteousness in the day and hour we're living in. Now, why? One of the reasons why is because there's so many people, you know, now everybody has got a doctor or lawyer's degree, and just about everybody in the day and hour that we're living in, they've got their own religion. There's that Daffy Duck doctrine by the Duck Dynasty bunch. They don't care nothing about God, the Bible, and good, right, moral, and decent. Too many things are contrary with concerning the word of the Lord. And so if you want to be able to do that, I've got some beautiful granddaughters that are in here and all that business there, and some handsome young men that are in our church. And by the way, whenever I say that, I don't take that lightly. And yet you'll find that in the day and hour that we're living in, isn't it funny that the Duck Dynasty group's got a gal that she'll get up and preach to hundreds and thousands of people, but our girls aren't doing that. You know why? They'd be out of place. And what we do is we look at all that other stuff and we just act like we quacked up and act like we're going to get us a duck call, whatever you know, whatever the thing is, and listen to her. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into this Bible, you begin to find that God draws a line, buddy. I'm talking about a thin line about those that are following holiness and those that are being content in the things of God, and those that are needing to make something a little wider span and maybe a little bit more popular and to be a little bit more showmanship, that if you will, please. One of the reasons why that I don't like most of these professional singers, now I'm not talking about our singers, and they are professional. We've got some of the finest singers anybody in the world, but I hate to go to a Bible conference, buddy, when they've got a bunch of little long hairs up there or got somebody that's talking about, I'm just going to say, and they act, you know, and just, I want to praise the Lord. I wanted to, but now I want to throw up and puke in my chicken and dumplings. You see what I'm talking about? What a godless, wicked world that we're living in. And I'm not talking about among the liberal Baptists. I'm talking about our own race, if we're not careful. You know, I've contacted one or two of them in days gone by. Not a good feeling, not a good thing, by the way, when you do that. They'd rather be left alone and enjoy their home and tell them how good they're doing and so forth and so on and so forth. I got to say to you that, if you will, what we need in this world we're living is some godly women and some godly men. We've lost that in America, if you will, please. This Bible said over there in the book of Isaiah that the godly man sees it. It's getting harder and harder to find somebody that loves God and that loves the Bible. I want to say that when you begin to look into this, you'll find out is that religion can never give one rest and can never give one peace, can never give one assurance. And let me tell you right now is that you're going to find out we're either godly or godless, one of the two. And if you want to be able to have that which comes from God, you're going to have to recognize who you are and who He is, how unholy man is, and how holy that God is. And you're going to have to recognize that. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, is that over there in the book of Psalms, he said, "Help, Lord." Psalm chapter number 12, about verse 1, the godly man ceaseth. And, you know, I notice every now and again, even on the news, that they call it religion. And they say, you know, people are becoming less religious all the time. And let me tell you right now is that they're not just less religious, they're just not genuine, and they have no regard for God, the Bible, and good, right, moral, and decent. And as a result of that, you're going to find out we have a need, a real need, in the day we live in for godly men and women to be able to trust God and believe the Bible. Do you realize, though, that godliness cannot be known apart from the word of the Lord? Godliness is something that God gives and God grants. You're never going to be able to work up repentance because God grants repentance and God gives faith. And I'll tell you something, is that it's good to be saved, to know the Lord. We need it in the church house. If I tarry long, that thou may knowest how you ought to behave yourself in the church of the living God, or in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. We ought to be able to know that and recognize that. Is that when we come together like this, I was looking in one of them new books there that we had, and there's one right there. I was looking in that nice-looking little book here, and as I flipped into it, I didn't have time to go all the way through it because I lose focus real easy. But I thought, my brethren, the very first one, brethren, we have met to worship. We ought to sing that sometime real soon. Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. I'm glad my wife's saved. I'm glad you're saved that are here tonight that are saved. I'm glad about that. Do you realize that if there wasn't anybody saved but just me and maybe the wife, we wouldn't have a whole lot of people to be able to fellowship with? I mean, what are you going to do? Hey, hon, how are you doing? I'm glad you're saved. Yeah, well, I'm glad you're saved. Okay, well, then let's blow on these duck calls together and see if we can maybe get a duck to come in here. Yeah. And she says, "Shut up and eat your dumplings." That's in this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you, you're going to acknowledge the truth of God, and that's where godliness comes from. And let me say to you that, if you will, that if you want the divine power and the gift of life, you're going to have to get it because of the word of the Lord and the leadership and the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God. Let me tell you right now, the need of godly men and women is upon us in the day and hour of which we're living in. You know, there's been times that ever I was praying and I said, "Lord, you know what this world needs is a better me. You know what I need is a better me, and the only way I'm going to do that is get closer to you." And I want to say that when you begin to look into it, you're going to find out that's what men need and women need. Number two is there's the now of godliness. Look in 1 Timothy in chapter number 4. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Bible said there's a passage over there, and it's about verse number 6. He says that if I put the brethren in remembrance of these things, I shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in good words of faith and good doctrine, whereunto that thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather to unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable to all things, having the promise of life that now is. You want life everlasting? Let me tell you right now is you better exercise your faith unto the Lord that now is, and of that which is to come. It's not only got life covered here, but let me tell you that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men. Watch it, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Now do you see that in verse number 10? Now I realize to know that you've heard it many times and certainly that we ought to hear it many times. But in verse number 10, the Bible said, for therefore we both labor and we suffer reproach because we trust in the living God. Who is he? He's the Lord Jesus, and he's the Savior of all men. That's potentially. He may not be your Savior tonight. Potentially he could be. But actually, he's only the Savior of those who specifically and specially that believe in him. You realize to know that you can die without hope, without God, and bust hell wide open, not because he doesn't love you, but because you receive not the love of the truth that you might be saved. Let me say to you, heresy is running rampant. It's a dime a dozen up and down the road of lying. And as you begin to look into it, you begin to find out is that you'll find there are some things that in the Bible that we must receive, and that is the doctrine of Christ and the message of the Lord. There's some things that we ought to refuse. A bunch of old wives' fables. Somebody asked me after I hadn't been saved many moons, well, and I'd witness, trying to witness to him, you know, invite him to church and this and that. I want to ask you something then, Dennis. They called me Dennis because that was my name. I want to ask you something, Dennis. I thought, this is not going to be good. Where did Cain get his wife? I said, you're kidding me. I've not been saved but a short time, and I even know the answer to that. You don't know the answer? No, and I can't find no preacher that does. Well, I know exactly where he got her from. From her mother. And he just looked dumbfounded that somebody would even ask him or answer him that in that manner there. What, are you ignorant or what? I know the word's ignorant. I like to play with some of these words every now and again. Try that on somebody sometime. Are you just an ignorant or what? That's funny, isn't it? Yeah. It won't be funny to that ignorant person that you're standing there talking to. In fact, it nearly gives them the lockjaw. And sometimes they'll even want to fight you. What do you mean by that? Just what I said. So you want to fight? Well, we can. But if you whip me, it's not going to make you any smarter than you are right now. I want to say to you that if you will, please, is that living godly and exalting the name of the Lord. Godliness is profitable to everybody. Did you know it's profitable for people today, right now? And let me tell you, it'll be godly for people that it's on the morrow. And let me tell you right now is not only do we need something real from the hand of God and the heart of God, but right now is a good time for godliness to be exercised in your heart and in your life. Did you know the Bible said today's the day and now's the accepted time? Did you know that yesterday's gone forever and tomorrow may not ever come? If you're going to do anything with God, you're going to have to do something with God in the element of right now. I want to say that, if you will, please, that in this Bible lesson, the Bible said there are those that are going to turn it away. They've got corrupt minds. They're reprobate concerning the truth and concerning faith. And they cease to be able to learn anything about the truth of God. I want to say that in this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find there are those that not only need godliness, and let me say to you, is that right now would be a good time for them to have it. But then last but not least, there's the never of godliness. In 2 Timothy chapter number 3, in about verse number 5 through 8, there's a passage there, and here's what he says. Thou therefore, 2 Timothy chapter 3, I'm in the wrong chapter, but verse 5, all right? Verse 3, without natural affection, truce makers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Notice having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, and away with divers lusts. ever learning, and watch it, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See, there's the never of godliness. Here's people that absolutely have got it all figured out for themselves, and they have no regard for God, the Bible, good, right, moral, or decent. And as a result is, they're trying to slip up on your blind side, tell you something you want to hear, make you feel good about yourself like you are without the need to repent. And let me tell you, these are people here that spend their time in a form of godliness, denying the power of God. They want to try to be an imitator and not a participator in the work of God. And let me say to you what God said, turn away from this crowd. They've got corrupt minds. He said they're reprobate concerning the truth, concerning faith, and they cannot learn the truth of God as we've read in the passages that are there. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible says, as we get ready to close here, over there in the book of Proverbs, it's in chapter 14, and it's about verse number 7. The Bible said that when you begin to look into this Bible lesson, you and I, we ought to be rejoicing in truth. We ought to rejoice greatly that we see others walking in the truth of God. And we ought to be glad. You know, the Lord told those disciples that he sent forth by two that he's going to give them power over serpents, over devils, and this and that. They came back all excited about it. And what the Lord, what happened was, he said, I don't want you to rejoice in because the devils are subject to you, but rather rejoice that your name's written down in heaven. Now, in the morning when you get up and you're through thinking about all that you've got to have done. I can't tell you right now, it looks like I got to hurry up because it's beginning to look like a garbage dump right there where you're at there. And all that. Did they feed you any supper or anything yet? Not yet. Well, you'll probably be full time it gets here, so don't worry about it. Out of the mouths of babes. Chapter 14, the book of Proverbs, verse 7. Here's what he says. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. I want to tell you something. You're talking to somebody. They want to be a liar, a cheater, conniver, just religious, just a blasphemer. They talk one story and live another. The Bible said, get away from that kind of person. Get away from that kind of person. I want to tell you something. These are people that will never become godly. Make no mistake about it, there is a need for godly men and women. There's a now of godliness, and there's the never of godliness, and those are people that are trying to play both ends again in the middle that'll never be able to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. It's heaven or hell, that's what the songwriter wrote down, and it's just one heartbeat away. I hope that if your heart stops, it's heaven. But that's going to be between you and the Lord. It's going to be between you and God. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you now for the goodness of God that's led and brought us to repentance. Lord, if there's one here tonight that's lost without God, that's Lord right for picking. May you trouble them upon their bed as they get ready to sleep tonight. And Lord, may they know it's you. And Lord, till they repent toward God by faith, believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Now finish the message in every heart. Bless these men and women and boys and girls. In Jesus' name we pray.